Amy Fair. Yeah, there we go. Amy Fairchild says calling her name is a simple thing. From Automatron DJ Rick. The lounge people didn't make it in tonight, but I made it in, and along with Diane, and we're here because in 49 minutes, 50 minutes from now, we will be hearing from and seeing the wonderful Belinda, who will be hosting Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we were just so excited by that concept that we had to come in and do a pre-show for her to welcome her back. I'm Chuck. I'm not Belinda, but I'm Chuck. And this is WMFO in Medford.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and I drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and I had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into the dream.
We're going to talk for a minute, and you bring that mic closer to you. And there's no backing music. You don't have to worry about not wearing headphones, because this is a lazy bit of radio in one sense. We're excited about the return of Belinda coming up shortly. That was Big Daddy with his version of Day in the Life, doing it Buddy Holly style, and Walk Sign is On. I'm Chuck, and you are?
Diane.
and we're Chuck and Diane, and we're together here on WMFO in Medford. We're filling in as a last-minute thing in a way of welcoming back the lovely and talented Belinda. And so we're doing this pre-show in her honor. And, you know, it is what it is. And that was that. And we're going to play some Belinda music, and we're going to play some other new music. Oh, you requested the Dylan thing, didn't you?
I did.
The Dylanology, which is the last time I did Bubbles in the Think Tank, which was 2 weeks ago, I ended, towards the end of the show, I played the new Dylanology CD, my version of Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. But Dylanology is all these local artists who are doing Dylan songs, and it just came out on...
Their versions of Dylan songs.
Their versions of Dylan songs on Low Budget Records. And you wanted to hear...
Everybody Must Get Stoned.
Which is really called... Rainy Day Women 12 and 35.
Oh.
You should know that.
You're right.
So I'm trying to find it here on the CD. Because
there's
two
CDs. And the sound
CDs
effects
here
on that.
Well, we don't have to get into that, those
song
details.
Song courtesy of
we don't have to get into
Chuck.
Those are details that were not necessarily known, but I can't find the song.
Well, give it to me and I'll find it. You can play another song in between.
Play another song in between?
Mm-hmm.
Or another couple of songs. Well, we're professional radio here at WMFO Medford. Tired radio. I mean, I had a long, long day, but I'm not going to get into those details. How about if I just put some backing music while we figure this out? Because I wanted to play that next.
Rainy Day Women is number 3.
Number 3?
On disc 1.
3 on disc 1. See what happens when you have somebody with eyes who can see, who's not sleep deprived. You're all going to be sleep-deprived staying up all night listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight, right? So we're going to load this up into here, and it's Rainy Day Women 12 and 35, which has a refrain that everybody knows called Everybody Must Get Stoned. It's a Dylan cover, locally done, brand new CD for your delight and edification and entertainment here on WMFO in Medford.
Ready, you guys?
Yeah. Trying to keep your seat. you sit down in your grave. Yeah, but I would not feel so alone. Everybody must get
Girls, I say, see, see. to wear gloves to push it flat. And when it happens, you have to let it cool down, and then the record can be played on both sides. And it's that cooling off process that makes a good record. You can play a lot of tunes on it. So, when the cars were going faster all the time, there was less of the gasoline that goes into making hot tar, and it made the price for a record go sky high. This was because more people wanted gasoline for their cars than wanted it for their records. The public wouldn't take it no more. I mean, they didn't want to pay those sky high prices. People said, stop, give me the tape instead. People, and the people could buy them everywhere, even in shoe stores and through the post office by being club members. They could also then play the music they wanted to hear in their own car. Let's see now. Oh yeah. And when the tape breaks, they just take the damn thing and fling it out the window.
Diane was singing along with that one. She was doing the background vocals. Two there from the first petite 7-inch record, 2012, of Bubbles in the Think Tank, about making records. We're from Chandler Travis Philharmaniacs, which still want to make a record, and David Greenberger and Bird Songs of the Mesozoic with How Records Are Made. Willie Nelson teamed up with Merle Haggard before that with It's All Going to Pot, and that came out of the latest version of Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35, Bob Dylan's famous Everybody Must Get Stoned song, done by the low-budget All-Stars on the new local CD, Dylanology, a compilation of local artists paying tribute to Bob Dylan. Just out now, or just out last month. Hey, you know, on our way in here, we heard Rick, the automated DJ, play Joni Mitchell's River song. Finding River to Skate Away On, coming on Christmas. I mean, darn. I mean, we're still getting used to summer being just about over. Let's not push Christmas, please. It's one of the reasons why we came in. Now, the reason why we came in is because Belinda's coming in, and we're excited about that. So we're greeting her in fashion that I guess we can do. Me and you?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting that she's coming back after 3.5 months.
So we're doing this improvised radio show, and it's not meant to be Not Belinda's, not meant to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, because you'll get plenty of that coming up soon, but it's just meant to be a prelude to Bubbles in the Think Tank and the returning of Belinda.
She doesn't have to come into an automated dock radio station.
Right now we're hearing from Ravi Shankar, from a CD he did called Tana Mana. And this is the first track on it called Chase, which I've just been using as a backdrop. And I meant to get something queued up before it stopped. Uh-oh, that means I've been talking too long. Do you sing and dance for the people while I queue up this next record?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Why don't you...
I'll just start the next Ravi Shankar piece here while I get more Belinda material queued up for you.
That's a much better idea.
Here on Pre-Bubbles in the Think Tank, WMFO in Bedford.
I'm a simple inspiration. Add some music to our day. When records go round, it's action, tracks, sound. It's way. Did you say Monoro? Monoro.
It's duophonic, if I do say so myself.
Let's go, baby.
Let's get aboard. Let's get aboard. Sort of a compactor. Here comes that crazy truck again. The true life signs. Get in the groove to another day when tomorrow never knew. Where is it going from where it's been? It's at the heart of what we do. Let's get aboard. Let's get aboard. So final compactor. Here comes that crazy truck. Sound is the main attractor. All the world's on stage trying to get to the next rage. Let's fly in the face of a detractor. Let's get aboard. Let's get aboard. The soul of vinyl compactor. Here comes that crazy truck again. The soul of vinyl compactor.
Attention, please. This is Freeform Radio on WMFO Medford.
We know darkness will descend, precisely as the signs portend, when all but 3% of scientists say we should have taken action yesterday. A collision of corporate greed against the earth, our social dirt, and it confounds the science. There's air pollution overload.
disappearing at a rapid clip. I don't use honey, all the more that's queer. We should remind ourselves that without these there's no food, and we'll be screwed. And it confounds the science. Our cancer rates are through the roof. As to the cause, there's never proof. The chemicals that we spray on our food, and other toxins that we gladly chew, the consequences of our choices we minimize, get supersized. And we can confound the science, and the people bow and pray to the money God they made, while the earth is flashing its warning about disaster that we are forming. We argue back and forth over meaningless issues that we fabricate till it's too late. And even then, we confound the science.
tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash.
If you ever got impeached?
I think everybody would be very poor.
Why, if you ever got impeached, you would...
You would probably start crying, then rehash all the lying and rhetoric you've preached. All the Dems would be smirking, Jim Acosta would start twerking if you ever got impeached.
If I ever got impeached...
You could just give in to Mueller, then go and get some color by lying on a beach. This is all natural, right? With the crimes you've been fixing, you could be another Nixon if you only got impeached.
I think the market would crash.
You'd be through and take with you our worries and our strife. You'd return to only burdening your wife, and we'd resume a normal life. Find a lawyer, cause you'll need one. Write a book, or learn to read one, or get your eyebrows bleached, cause... Just relax at the spa, go fuck yourself at Mar-a-Lago when you, if you get impeached.
I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job.
You'd be more than implicated for laws you violated and protocols you breached.
Because without this thinking...
We could finally all stop drinking if you ever got impeached.
I think everybody would be very poor.
We would dance and sing and revel. No one else has hit the level of infamy you've reached. Giuliani could retire. Pence could join a gay men's choir if you ever get impeached.
The president did nothing wrong.
When you flee, take Huckabee. And finally I'll be calm. I'd ask Michael Avenatti to the prom, and Kellyanne could move to Guam. More than half the country's waiting, so think about the ratings, cause when you gave your speech, we would all tune in to listen. You could finally go to prison.
I'm not involved. I wasn't charged with anything.
If you ever got impeached,
I think everybody would be very poor.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Perhaps I should mention that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and the people singing the songs, and not necessarily the views of WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University. But thanks to the First Amendment, we're able to express some of them. That was Randy Rainbow with his take on the Wizard of Oz from a very funny video up there called If You Ever Got Impeached. Just Google Randy Rainbow, it'll come up. Johnny and the Moles did Trump is an Asshole from a new CD of theirs, but we don't get to play it on the air too much, but we're in that safe harbor time now. It's after 10 o'clock. And I know Bill Linda likes to exercise those rights as well, and I'm a firm believer of that as well. So, there we are. Don Karin did Confounds the Science, the sequel. That's part of the Parody Project, which I labeled that correctly here in our Spinatron thing here. So let me see if I can fix that in real time. Or should I just get something else for you? Well, we've got more Ravi Shankar happening in the background right now. Well, I tell you, that was the Parody Project. You can find them online as well. It confounds the science. And we started off with Mr. Curtin Baird Mancini from the eponymously entitled Bubbles and Think Tank EP compilation. They did the song Solo Vinyl Compactor, a Record About Records, Volume 2. We have Record About Records, Volume 3. That will be coming up momentarily. Soon for you, for your delight, and more material as we welcome the return of Belinda, which should be happening any moment now, really. Or for you people out there in the airwaves, it should happen in about 14 moments, but I expect that she'd walk through the door before she's on the air. That's my anticipation here, and Diane's too. We have a bag of pears for her from our backyard pear tree, but that's another story altogether. Let me get this next Belinda Spectacular queued up for you, and we will carry on here on WMFO in Medford.
Mm-hmm. records in our PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days on bubbles in the think tank. All night long, all night long, we're gonna order out some pizzas and soda, like John and Yoko back in the Dakota. I gotta make the bubbles, baby, all night long, or at least a portion of it.
Gonna call Paul and we're gonna get the fatties. January, Barry and Belinda in the daddies. We'll find the kind of vinyl to rock you right steady. Saturday night, man, you better get ready for
playing records in our PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days of bubbles in the think tank.
Bubbles and the
all
think
night
tank.
Long, all night long. PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days on bubbles in the think tank.
Bubbles and the think
all
tank.
Night long.
All night.
All night long.
Thank you.
She's here. Hooray, hooray. We're all excited. I'm going to fade this out and play one more thing and let her get set up. Stand by.
Like a catfish can swim.